What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to the Truth Be Told podcast, where I share my personal experiences and advice, plus practical tips and strategies to get you to your next level, okay? On this episode, we are talking about how to deal with toxic energy, all right? The short answer is, and you know I like to go right into it because ain't nobody got time for that. The short answer is you don't. Okay, you hold people accountable. They have to deal with themselves. Dealing with them outside of that accountability is enabling them. Even crazy people aren't that crazy. They know who to try stuff with. And what brought on this whole topic for me was, if you follow my Instagram, on Instagram at Brandy Kylie, BRANDYKYLI, was talking about running into this place of a business establishment. It was like a Korean barbecue place in like a trendy, neighborhoody side of town. And long story short, Brent had to use the restroom. We go in. I, you know, go back and forth with the restaurant owner because he was like, you know, you didn't purchase anything. And I was like, I left my stuff in the car. My husband just dropped us off really quick. Like, this isn't a problem to fix. Again, I was looking for a solution. He already was on 10. So even how I'm explaining the story is not how he addressed me or approached me. And he really, I took off my glasses. Like, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to in this manner? And why do you think it is okay to speak to people like that? And so, you know, after we went back and forth, I told him, these are the three things that I told him, because I knew that it wasn't me. I knew that I was having a good day. I knew that I wasn't purposely trying to disrespect him. That's not even where I come from in terms of how I deal with people. My thing is to always at least give people respect initially, like, who raised you? So I told him, I was like, look, you are toxic. Like, your energy is toxic right now. You're being toxic right now. And when I used that word, he was like, do not use that word with me. And I was like, oh, that really hit a chord with him. And good. Like, me being able to say that, verbalize that, and him being able to hear it in reference to himself, I think he was able to, maybe not right in that exact moment, but I think he was able to see, like, okay, wow, maybe I need to do some self-reflection. Maybe I need to figure out, like, why I'm so pissed. Like, a lot of it has to do with my business. Maybe I need to be doing some problem solving and not just pointing the finger at people like her and different moms who come in here to use the restroom and not, quote unquote, purchase any food, right? So there was some problem solving that he needed to do around his business, whether it was communicating, whether it was marketing, whatever the case may be. And just him being upset and letting that eat away at him, whether it was finances, whether it was just, like he said, I don't want to feel like a janitor. Like, he didn't want to feel like a janitor. All of these different thoughts swirling around in his head, which are all negative, right? He wasn't able, like, he was just giving off the energy that he had created within himself. Another word that I like to use for toxic is poison. And I sometimes use that word interchangeably to help people see just how not a good look it is for them to have toxic energy, but also for you to really try to get somewhere with someone who has toxic energy at that moment, right? It's definitely something that you can work on and work through, but the person who is containing that energy has to do the work. It's no work that you can do for them. The best thing that you can do for yourself and for them is to hold them accountable. One, that's showing them love, because you're saying, you know what, look, I love you, so I'm going to hold you accountable. I love you, so I'm going to hold you responsible for your behavior and the things that you're saying and the things that you're speaking. And it also shows some self-love for yourself, because you're not just jumping in. You're not trying to save the day. You're not trying to, you know, go through all of this drama with them. Like, girl, you are not a therapist. Like, there are qualified professionals who do this work with people. You do not have to be one of those. And a lot of times what I see is people dealing with partners or potential partners and different people like that in a way where they're harnessing this toxic energy. And then you're left to feel like, okay, what do I need to do to, you know, help them or to fix this or to essentially fix them. And you can't. The answer is that you cannot. They have to do this work for themselves. So that's why I say accountability is so important. And that's why enabling is the absolute worst thing you can do for someone, especially if it's a loved one. And we all know, if you've ever dealt with toxic energy in any way, shape, form, or fashion, that you don't win. You do not win the arguments. So I wanted to go through a few pointers on how you can identify when you are dealing with toxic energy, because some of you may be like, okay, what's toxic energy? I don't know. So how to identify when you are dealing with toxic energy? One, you feel drained. You leave encounters, conversations, feeling bad, questioning yourself and your esteem, your value, your worth, etc. You are constantly blamed while they rationalize their toxicity. So you are constantly being blamed. Well, you said this and you did this, and because you did this, this is why I did that. So they're rationalizing why they're lashing out or why they're tearing you down or why they're being degrading or why they're being demeaning, because it was something that you did. So they're blaming you essentially for their actions. You are constantly being disrespected. So I always say there's a thin line between disagreement and disrespect. We can disagree all day, every day, but there shouldn't be this disrespect. Where now I am disrespecting you as a human, right? As a person who is allowed to have your own perspective and your own point of view and your own feelings. So there's a thin line between that disagreement and that disrespect. There is always a you're wrong, I'm right attitude with the toxic person, with no willingness to see things from your point of view. So again, like I said, you won't win these arguments. You can talk all day. You can try to compromise all day, but it's typically their way or the highway, because they have decided that they're the ones that have been wronged. They're the ones that are being victimized. They are the ones that have the right to harness this toxic energy, which I said is really just poison. So it's one of those things that you have to distance yourself from it, because it's going to self-destruct. It's like, you know how you have those signs on like different materials in certain buildings, it'll be like hazardous materials, hazardous waste, please stay away. Like, I wish we had those signs for people, because it's so true. And the closer that you get to these people, the closer, you know, that you try to become with them, that energy, that toxic energy just rubs off on you. It's a lose-lose situation. So the last two things is that no solutions are ever discussed, right? So, you know, you may be looking to problem solve. You may be looking to come to some type of common ground. These people ain't trying to, they not trying to hear that. So no solutions are ever discussed. It's always blame, blame, blame. And the biggest tip off that you are dealing with toxic energy is that you constantly have to fix whatever it is. So again, because they're not coming up with solutions, they're not trying to problem solve, they're not trying to listen to your point of view, they're not trying to hold themselves accountable or be responsible or get to any type of common ground, you're the one that constantly has to walk away, not only feeling bad, questioning yourself, your esteem, your value, your worth, but also trying to fix whatever it is, whether it's the relationship, whether it's the communication. These things are always typically one-sided when you are dealing with toxic energy. So I just wanted to pop on and say that, because a lot of times when we are going through our own personal journeys of self-love and self-discovery and figuring things out and getting to a place where we feel good, where we feel confident, where we feel like, yes, I am my best self, I'm showing up as my best self, I love myself, I love my life, all these great things, right, that we should feel like we can accomplish, that we should feel like we can be successful in doing, there will be people that you will need to cut off. Not because you don't love them, not because they're quote unquote bad people per se, but simply because their energy is toxic and they haven't done the work. And you are gonna get held down. You're not gonna be able to go to the level that you're supposed to be if you are constantly trying to take on all of these people who are doing nothing but simply draining your energy. So that is my word for you today. That is a message today. There is no reason for you to feel like you need to entertain toxic energy in 2020. What I love about the conversations that are being had with the Red Table Talk and just different platforms that are popping up about wellness and self-care and different companies and groups and events and conferences and all of these different things is because now we're getting this information out. Now we're having these very needed and very valuable conversations that it doesn't have to be where you're judging people or, you know, pointing the finger or taking like, you know, sitting on your high horse, but it's really just allowing people to be responsible and to be accountable for their actions and for how they're showing up and for how it's affecting other people. And I think it just makes us more loving and more conscious as a whole. So anyways, y'all know I can go on and on talking about this. So I just want to pop on and say that I hope that you are having an amazing new year. Is this my first podcast for the new year? Girl, happy new year, bitches. I had so much going on and I'll have to do a whole nother episode if y'all want me to get you caught up on that. But when I was asking the questions on my IG about relationship topics, that I still have to get to, and I'm probably going to do in a podcast form. But I was like, man, there's so many different layers, like just addressing it on the surface level is what people mostly do. And that's not even where the problems lie when it comes to, you know, relationship issues. So this is definitely in a roundabout way in response to some of those relationship questions, just this episode on toxic energy. So anyway, if you're not following me on Instagram, like I said, my IG is BRANDYKYLI. My podcast page is no longer up. So if you're looking for the Truth Be Told podcast Instagram page, it's gone. If you are interested in joining my personal private Facebook group, you can always log on to Facebook and join the group. It is pretty purposed and powerful. Also, I am available for one-on-one coaching sessions, and I'm going to be posting some different opportunities and ways that you can work with me. If you're wanting to work with me through guided meditations, your personalized affirmations, mantras, and things like that, I am definitely working on getting some things together. So you want to stay tuned to the podcast. You want to stay tuned to my social media channels. And like I said, reach out to me with any questions. You know, I love to chat and kiki. And I will talk to y'all on the next episode.